Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, let's get to fantasy football.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
No, he doesn't deserve this.
He does
not.
Not
for this kind of performance.
Shut it off. Nope. I will not hit the button to bring on Adam Rank of NFL Network until that music is gone, John Anderson. Adam Rank joins us. Stop it! Adam, I'm going to put you on hold. Stand by. If John's gonna
knock it off,
John's gonna mess around. Reset that so I can pick him up again.
Yep, here we go.
Adam Rank of NFL Network joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. He is 2-5. A noted fantasy expert is 2-5 in the Gresham Keefe Fantasy Football League. Adam Rank, I am sure that you are very disappointed in yourself.
First of all, this is the most insane thing. I'm 2-5 on a one game winning streak. On a week where I had to bench Dak Prescott and replace him with Daniel Jones. It's actually worse. I don't care about your fantasy team. Can I just read my team? I want people to know, because I know this is going to sound, everybody out there in Boston, all the Southies are going to be yelling at me, like, this. Who is this guy? Mm-hmm. Like, listen, here's my thing. I have Dak Prescott. My running backs are Austin Eckler. I picked up Khalil Herbert. My receivers, Deontay Johnson, Jamar Chase, Mike Gesicki. Like, this is a – I have Amari Cooper. I have a solid team. Mm. It makes no sense. This is why I hate fantasy sometimes.
Yeah, it's the worst. So, Adam, I'm not trying to help you out with excuses or anything at all, but how many leagues are you in, and how do you then prioritize them? Because obviously they're not all the same importance.
Well, I think the one that I play in with my friends who I grew up with, like that's, I refer to that as my league of record. Like, that is the one, like, when you're sitting there on a Sunday, I made this rule in our newsroom, like, there's only one league. Like, we all have every player in every league somewhere. Like, I know every time a touchdown is scored, that's either hurting me or helping me. We get it. So you get to root for one league. It is my league with my friends who I grew up with. My Corona Football League. We were from a town called Corona, California. So that's where that comes. It's not
guys.
Anything.
Right,
no,
yeah.
Not
a virus.
Not a
guys. No, you're not drunks or anything
virus.
Like that.
No. Fair nothing enough. Like that. So that is my favorite league, my most important one. But I will be honest with you. Like, I pay a lot of attention to this one. I came in. I changed my name to Future WEEI employee. Mm-hmm. You know, because I wanted to be part. I wanted to feel like I was part of it. I actually was driving to Palm Springs when I did this draft and still had it, you know, was still like, would pull, like, I'd have the notification, I would pull over, you know, draft, do whatever. I felt so good about this team. And again, reading it as well, I'm like, looking through it, I'm like, I'm active on the waiver wire. I got Khalil Herbert. I got Kenneth Gainwell. It's not like I'm ghosting this team.
Nope, you're not.
This is a solid squad. And I'm like, so bummed. I'm like, and I have to drop the Ravens this week. It's Allen Robinson's fault, I think, is what it's coming down to. That's what I want to blame this all on.
Yeah, you have a scapegoat, Allen Robinson. Well, we want you to be in the league. We're happy that you're in the league, but we also, whoever comes in last is going to be relegated next year.
So
you have to stay ahead of John Anderson, our producer, who thankfully his team's even worse than yours. He is 1-6.
But I beat you, Adam. I beat you is the issue here. But
I know.
Can you tell me why?
That was week one. That was week one.
Yeah. Adam, why does NFL.com fantasy, why is the first tiebreaker points for and not, or division record and not head-to-head record?
That is something that I just found out about. I don't sit with the dev team anymore, so I think that's been a big issue. I'm going to have to go sit with them and be like, what's the point of doing head-to-head if that's not the first tiebreaker? I do know their cop-out is like, well, you can go into the league. I shouldn't have to go into the league settings.
That's right.
It should be set that way. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm a lunatic who wants to go out and play total points as a tiebreaker, then we'll do that. Then I'll go do it. Make that the extra step. Mm-hmm. Don't make the easiest. It really bothers me, by the way. I'm sitting here looking at John's team as well. Like, really?
Yeah.
I'm his one win.
You are. Adam Rank of NFL.com, Aggression Keith here. He joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. All right, how about the Patriots? We have Mac Jones, Damian Harris, and then I'll just put in a wide receiver, probably Jacoby Myers. How do you feel about some of the Patriots players moving forward through the rest of this season when it comes to fantasy?
I love them. I am one of those people that love drafting Patriots running backs. If you take any time and pay attention to fantasy Twitter, there's a lot of people like, I never want to trust a Patriots running back. I'm like, they're one of the most reliable running teams in the league. It's very clear what they're going to do, and I think it's very clear every week who they're going to feature. This week when Ramondre Stevenson was a healthy scratch, I'm like, J.J. Taylor's going to score a touchdown. There is no doubt in my mind. They're going to give him the football. They're going to be killing the Jets. Turned out it was a pair of touchdowns, and I started them on some of my Bi-Mageddon leagues. I think the Patriots are great. I think Damian Harris is fantastic. If not for that fumble against the Texans, 3 weeks ago? He would have three consecutive games with over double-digit fantasy points. This week, great matchup against the Chargers, who allow a lot of production to opposing running backs. Feel very good about him. I would even feel good about Brandon Bolden as well. I think he catches the ball enough to make him, you know, a nice flex play. Mac Jones is going to be matchup-based, which is not unheard of for a rookie quarterback. He's not Justin Herbert, but that's okay. Not everybody has to be. I think he's going to have his opportunities to play really well. I like him. I don't know about you guys, but I'm like, I watch him. Like, that's a good player.
Yeah.
And Jacoby Myers is like, my goodness gracious, he's the greatest player who's never scored a touchdown. He is so good. How do you score 54 on the Jets and just design a play for him? Let him get into the end zone. Just whatever you have to do.
I think it's his thing now. I think he's just going to be – he wants to be known as the greatest player to never score a touchdown, and he's on his way. Is there a guy or two around the league, Adam, that you think – hasn't really lived up to it for whatever reason through 7 weeks, but would either be a good buy low candidate, or if he's on your own team, you could expect a second half turnaround?
You know, I think over the last couple of weeks, DJ Moore has kind of struggled as the quarterback has struggled for them. I think that's a pretty good one. I think there's always like receivers that seem to pop up here and there. I think Allen Robinson might be a bigger risk, because all the players are now throwing Matt Nagy under the bus, so we don't know how that's going to work out. But one guy that I really do like is T. Higgins. And I know that everybody loves Ja'Marr Chase. He's the best rookie wide receiver this season, at least statistically. But T. Higgins actually has a higher target rate than Ja'Marr Chase. He has more end zone targets than Ja'Marr Chase. And I think it's only a matter of time before this kind of levels out a little bit. And I say this about somebody who rosters Ja'Marr Chase. Like, I'm not giving up on Ja'Marr Chase. But if you're looking to swing a deal and thinking about some players that, like, okay, who can help me towards the end of the year? I think this Bengals team is going to be good. They're going to score a lot of points this season. So T. Higgins has been a guy I've kind of low-key tried to acquire where I don't have Ja'Marr Chase. Like, I obviously won't do that in our league. But in other leagues, I've been looking to add him where possible.
Adam Rank of NFL Network, Fantasy Insider, here with Gresh and Keefe. And, of course, he is a part of the Gresh and Keefe Fantasy League. Trade deadline is next Tuesday. I know your network was just reporting from New York City that it's unlikely Carolina is going to pursue a trade for Deshaun Watson. But outside of a possible Watson trade, Adam, do you think anything else is going to go down that is going to shake things up from a fantasy standpoint?
You know, it's a little disappointing because I wish we operated more like Major League Baseball and the NBA, where you had these fun these fun trades to teams that could use, you know, an added boost. I think of, again, going back to the Allen Robinson situation. He's on his franchise tag. I don't think that they're going to bring him back next season. It would be fun to see one of those teams that's in contention that needs a little bit of a boost. What about Allen Robinson going to, like, New Orleans or something like that, pairing him with Michael Thomas? Like, I would love to see somebody like that. So that's one that stands out to me, like, oh, he could be on the move. I would like to see Baltimore make a move for a running back. I think it's fun to see, like, the 2015 All-Stars come out. It's like when you're in Vegas, you know, and, like, Smash Mouth playing a free show. You're like, okay, I'll stand around for one of their hits and then bounce. But at some point, you're like, I want a real running back. And I know, like, DeAndre Swift, or, yeah, that would be impossible. But somebody, like, I want a good running back on Baltimore so we can rely on him moving forward. So if I have two wishes, it's for the Saints to get a receiver and the Ravens to get a running back.
Can Cooper Kupp continue this study? Like, he right now is the greatest fantasy wide receiver of all time through seven games.
Trade him.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like in that offense, though, it's going to be there. But, man, he has scored so many touchdowns already this season.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Like, the sustainability is impossible. But at the same time, like, he is still going to be a wide receiver one. Like, he's not going to be averaging, what is it, 36 points a game? But he's going to be averaging, like, 20. Like, he's still a very valuable wide receiver. And I think a lot of people have that instinct to want to trade him when the value's at his highest. I think I trust him more than somebody like Mike Williams. When Mike Williams was going off, I was kind of like, this is a guy you should deal. Like, you should get off of this. At some point, Keenan Allen's going to take over. They still have Austin Eckler. I think when you look at the Rams, even though we love guys like Robert Woods and DeSean Jackson, Van Jefferson has some value as well. I think Cooper Kupp's going to end up being the most targeted guy in that offense. Like, that's who they trust the most. They've always trusted him the most. Matthew Stafford likes him. So it's not going to be 36 points a game, but it's still going to be very good, and I think you should hang on to him if you got him.
Adam Rank of NFL Network, excuse me, joining us on the Harbor One Hotline. All right, well, hopefully the second half of the season goes a little better for you there, Adam Rank, and that
Team's going to be a problem. My team's going to be a problem for a lot of people.
It might be for you. Getting run out of the league is who might have the problem.
Enjoy it while you can. This team is going to turn it around.
All right, there you go. Hey, right, thank you, brother.
Spoiler. Yeah, thanks,
Adam. We appreciate it, man. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
No, it's my pleasure. We'll talk. By the way, I'm just a game out of the playoffs, so I'll be fine, but I look forward to carrying this on at some point in the future.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.